Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 2, I taught you that we should never tolerate false doctrine for the sake of unity. Hey, pay close attention to that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Now, it is then specified as to what, since they had trumpet sounds for different occasions. This is sound and alarm. It is the sound from the holy mountain, the place in Jerusalem of the worship of Almighty God. The alarm was a loud sound made by either a trumpet or a shofar. Are you with me so far on this? It was not limited to one time after the initial trumpet. In other words, the magnitude of the alarm is such that it needs resounded in order to assemble all God's people to come and find out what it's about. And so this alarm is telling Israel, telling Zion, that she is in trouble. And isn't it interesting? The word Zion has the idea of sunny, but she has now been overcome with darkness at a time when she should be walking in the light. The day of tribulation has not yet come, but it's near. And my friend, as Christians today, we should be walking in the light as He is in the light. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we will not walk in darkness. But this world is growing darker and darker. Sin abounds. You're seeing things on television. You're seeing things in the mall. You're seeing things all around you that 40 years ago would have had people locked up, censored, barred, and now is commonplace and considered maybe a threat to society if you don't go along. Well, I want to be a threat to hell. I really do. And that's where those things lead. The local church is the institution that Almighty God, through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, has ordained for this age, for which its preachers should be sounding the alarm. Instead, we find too many are teaching in too many pulpits to tolerate the darkness as not to offend. Again, there are those who say, in essentials, unity. In non-essentials, liberty. In all things, charity. Well, until I find anything in the Word of God that is non-essential, we don't give liberty to the flesh. We don't give liberty to false doctrine. We're not going to tolerate the false. We're not going to be tolerable. You know, this idea of toleration, we find that the Lord Jesus used the word tolerable, and listen how He used it. He said, Capernaum, if Sodom and Gomorrah had heard what you heard, they would have repented a long time ago in dust and ashes. So He lets them know, I'm telling you now, it'll be more, and He used the word tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that eternal judgment than it would be for them. Now, when we say Sodom, sodomy, boy, we think of the worst. And yet people that have heard the Word of God, had an opportunity to be saved, people who know right from wrong, people who have been told what the Bible says about sin and insist on continuing it, calling us legalists and all other names, God says, through the person of Jesus Christ, that it'll be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than for you. So, until we all get to this point, we don't quit sounding an alarm. Why keep preaching and warning and telling people about their sins? Because they haven't gotten right with God yet. The question should not be, why are you sounding the warning? The question should be, why don't they get right with God? I remember the first time I went to Israel. We were boarding the boat to go across the Galilee. The guide said, often in your Bibles you read, they went over to the other side. He said that was not speaking of sailing directly across to the other side, the opposite side of where you were, but rather, it could have been on the same side of the lake, just a few miles away. The other side meant the other group. For an example, you might have had Pharisees and then Herodians or Sadducees. And so there were groups. And so they went to the other side, the other group. Now, we should never ask, well, how much money do they have? What kind of money do they make? What part of town do they live in? What do you do for a living? Rather, we need to see a soul for whom Christ died in our witness, or a backslider in heart, and calling them back to Zion. We live in a day when you have one group that started out with Black Lives Matter, and then another comes out and says, well, all lives matter. And it was so interesting to see one television commentator, a white television commentator, got upset with an Indian man who was a politician. He got very upset with him because he said, all lives matter. And that Indian, from India, he was also a minority. He says, you offend black lives by saying all lives matter. Why would you say something so racist? Well, why would the white guy say something so racist? You see, that's what's the craziness about it today. But for we who are Christians, we who are saved, it's not all lives matter. It's not black lives matter, white lives matter. No, it's not that. We say all lives are souls for whom Christ died. And that has to be the heartbeat of every Christian. We live in a day when we should be walking in the light. But darkness engulfs us. And let's see what is meant by that. You know, when our laws were first formed in the Constitution, you hear the Judeo-Christian ethic used. Well, that's because they based much of the Constitution on that. You know, it's interesting that our Declaration of Independence mentions God. And that is what was so important to our country. And we were built on the moral and ethical principles of the Word of God, which includes the Judeo as well as the Christian. Homosexual marriages, stealing, taking prayer out of school, public indecency in both dress and language. Now our government, with the blessing of too many churches and religions, are endorsing the homosexual marriage and gender-neutral bathrooms, and on you could go. Now, you can get ready to get mad at me, if you wish, or get ready to get mad at the devil, on the other hand. And you can side with me, or you can side with the devil, because I'm siding with God. You're not siding with me. You're siding with God. So I just want to say this to you. how should I say this? The Pope said, who am I to condemn homosexuals? Now, he's right in that he can't condemn anybody because he can't even save anybody, and he can't even save himself. God has to save him. He has to repent and believe the gospel. And he is not the one through whom you go to pray to get to God. Rick Warren said, I'm not sure that that is a sin. And too many are allowing Rick Warren to tell them how to do church. Some churches that are calling themselves fundamental just water down a lot of what Rick Warren does, but they've accepted his principles, they read his books, his ways, his ideas of church, and they follow it. But my friend, it's not even our favorite churches, our favorite fundamental colleges. It is the Bible that tells us how to do church. And when we go away from that, we are going on the devil's side, and it shows that we have been deceived by those spirits that parade as angels of light. And that is a dirty, rotten, low-down shame. And no, I do not apologize for that, so don't even ask. I will not apologize for that. And so, we need to be aware of what is going on. Now, isn't it interesting? People are acting this way. They're endorsing these things. As I said, Rick Warren saying, well, I see nothing wrong with it. That should tell you the contemporary movement and the teaching of liberty to drink, to go to those filthy movies and what have you, is not for a truly saved man who is right with God. Now, folks, see how many, except for words, there are. How many times you see unless is for a good cause? How many statements are in this passage that we're going to read here from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18? I want you to listen to see just how many accepts, unless it's for a good cause, statements are there. And my friend, you see, God does not compromise with sin. And if you think he does, it shows the simplicity that you have in your Christianity. It strongly implies that you don't understand the cross of Christ and the holiness of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.